What do I have to put up with all of this? I didn't even do anything. You're the one to talk. You're the entire reason we're here in the first place. Well, if you hadn't been so aware, I could have just copied all your answers in peace. But no. You were too diligent, enough to get us both in trouble. You really think that just because you're a smart guy, the teachers would automatically take your side? Don't underestimate me. They have some belief in me too, you know, so if I go down, might as well take you down with me. I mean, it's a win-win situation. We're all alone here anyway, right? It's not like the teacher is gonna care what happens in here. No one can get in or out, and besides, we don't have our phones since they've been confiscated. Now that I think about it, I need to text something to someone. Thinking about it just makes me so frustrated. Yeah, right. Unlike you, who keeps studying all day, I have life outside of school. You're always so uptight. You remind me of a stubborn student leader who has nothing else to do but to order people around. The detention teacher and I go way back, but it's not like he's gonna listen to any of my requests. Shut up. Take it as however you want it to be. I may be a troubled child, but I'm no delinquent. Right, because bullying you would just relieve all of this pent-up anger. Oh, come on, don't be like that. You were the one who got caught off guard in the first place. I had already warned you I was going to cheat about, like, a week before the test took place, but of course, it's not my fault you didn't listen. I already established everything from the beginning, didn't I? When I say you must follow everything I tell you, it's an absolute thing. Got it? Hey, I'm still talking to you. Do you not even hear what I'm saying, or are you just pretending to be deaf? I can't stand this. You know, you're lucky we can't... Maybe we can. What's that you're reading anyway? Another one of your stupid books? Can't you read anything more interesting? Maybe like one of those young adult novels? I have a friend who can't stop gushing about this one fictional man. Oh yeah? Come on, I'm pretty sure we've all been there before. So who is it? Come on, you must have had at least one crush from reading all that stuff in your childhood. Or were you just so lonely that you had no choice but to study? Yeah, right, friends. Don't think I need friends to begin with. I'd rather be by myself and rely on no one else. It's because they can become so untrustworthy sometimes, too. I need someone far more intelligent than them. Shut your face. Don't you even dare speak in what you're about to say. I know that look when I see it. You really think I'm that stupid, that no one wants to be friends with me? It's because they're too difficult to deal with in the first place. It's not my fault they can't be tolerated. They have to have thick skin and be sensible enough to know me. Otherwise, it'd just be trouble in the first place. What? Just because of that, you think I acted that way earlier? I told you before, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. Oh, come on, I acted alone. That's that. But it's not like you can make me admit that to the teacher, though. I already have power over you, so you should just give it up and acknowledge that I have the control here. And I say you stop reading that book and talk to me. Oh, you're so boring. I told you already I'm not even into that stuff. I've been talking to a bunch of people online, so... They have far better interests than the people here at school. People are so different now, and it's getting hard to get along, too. At least online, I can stay anonymous, but not so much as to lie to myself. Yeah, right. You think I'm dumb enough to fall for people like that? I can tell when someone's lying to me. So, if I have a gut feeling that someone online's suspicious, I just cut them off. It's not even that difficult. Or don't tell me you're being so overly cautious about it that you don't even attempt to make friends here at school. So that's why you're always alone in the library after classes. You didn't even join any clubs other than... Right, that one. You know you don't really feel like it, huh? I always felt like someone forced you to join it just because they asked you to get a life. I mean, I would have told you that, but... I know I didn't. Call me an idiot all you want, but I don't have the memories of a goldfish, you know? Right, the one who's reading a book is calling his bully the talkative one. How original. Don't deny that every bit of interaction we have is good enough for your entertainment now, because I do. Talking to you and picking on you is like the icing on the cake. You're quite easy to get along with since you barely talk back, and when you do, you get so embarrassed and have little to no confidence about it. If it weren't for me, you'd be bullied by the entire school, but I know for myself I can't have that. Hmm? Why? Well, if another person decides to pick on you, I wouldn't be spending my precious time with you like this. Like I said, you're very easy to pick on. Unlike the others. Ugh. These days, people are so caught up with standing up for themselves, it's annoying. Just become people's playthings. They'd be so much more worthy of attention. And, oh, don't worry. Even if you do get picked on by another person, I wouldn't even let them in the first place. In fact, I really think your attention should be more focused on me and mine alone. I mean, I already copied a lot of your homework before, and I tried my hand on a test today, although you can't say it only bombed and had us both in trouble. It was fun. Heck yeah, it was. This is your first time being in detention. This is my 10th one this month. And it's my first time being with you, too. Out of all the detentions I got, this is far my favorite one. Despite the fact that you're giving me the cold shoulder. Well, at least you're not much of a talker anyway. I mean, if you did, you might just pay a higher price and get us both suspended for a couple of days. I'm kidding. You should have seen the look on your face when I said that. You're so worried about your studies. You don't even get to notice how much your reputation has gone down because of me. If anything, I'm quite surprised you're still able to keep up the act. Come on. We've known each other for a couple of years now. I know you better than anyone. We've been... heck, I don't know, but... It seems like you're holding back for the sake of my entertainment. If anything... I find that kind of annoying, but interesting at the same time. Maybe you have a secret side to you that no one knows about. Not even me. Oh, I know now. How about I try to get that side of you to come out? Little birdie told me you want to run for a position in the student council, but give up on the idea halfway. Well, I never stopped you, but it's just like you don't have much charisma that you won't even get a quarter of your class to vote for you. It's sad. Or maybe it was strategic for you to get me on the edge. You know what I mean. They've been trying to usurp me for quite a while. Haven't even realized I've seen what you've been doing. Are you trying to control me? The teacher didn't believe you. I know for a fact they would in a heartbeat. But the fact that we're both here together, at first I was still in shock for quite a bit, but... maybe there's something more I'm missing. Hey, I may be a low-performing student, but I'm not that stupid. I have my strengths, and so do you. But I guess after knowing you for so long, I've been able to adapt and actually get to know you better. So, what will it be? Are you going to show a change of heart and actually attempt to control me? That'd be so sweet to actually see, though. I mean, you have absolutely every right to, but I don't think you're even the slightest capable of doing so. Let's both be honest here. You... Huh? What are you... What do you think you're doing? You really think you can get me to submit to your attempts just by pinning me on the table? How bold of you. But you won't be able to do that much longer once I... Ow! Hey, you're gripping my wrist too. No, of course not. What would it even flinch at the sight of your pathetic... Yes, Daddy, get off of me! You heard nothing. Absolutely nothing. That was... I said, even if you start spreading that around, you think anyone would even believe you? Just because you have the upper hand one time doesn't mean you get to Fine, just read your stupid book anyway. Don't even care about what's gonna happen anymore. Well, no. Jerk. You won't not make me say that again, and that's final. If you're so persistent about it, then maybe you should do your absolute best. Just because I got caught off guard by what you did. What are you saying? It's not that. Why would I even bother giving you some special attention? And well, fine. You win. I have a crush on you. There, are you happy now? I've always wanted your attention for so long because I think the books you read are cool, but when I tried reading them, I couldn't even understand a thing. And when I tried talking to you about it, I couldn't help myself and came across too mean to you. I never wanted that. But you didn't look like you minded anyway, so I just continued to do that. Do you think it's easy for me to lie to myself? I've already become so used to it. I know I've become a problematic person to a point that I don't even care if you brush me off now, so go make your choice. If you still want to, and maybe start over, then go out with me this weekend, or otherwise just tell me you have plans or you don't want to, and I'll end everything. I'll even stop bothering you so that you don't. What do you mean, where? Huh? The date? I never thought you'd even agree to it. No, I don't have anything planned up to that point, to be honest. The amusement park? Then, sure, I guess. Looks like detention's over. I'll see you this weekend then.
Hello there, this is Spring ASMR. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe. Do not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and if you like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. And if you like to join the Spring ASMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Don't forget, I now stream on Twitch. You can check the days and times I stream also in our Discord server. Time for a quick shout out to my Patreon super supporters. John Cena, Ronnie, Ryan, Lucret, Lysion, Mr. Sucker, Mr. Murphy, Raligarn, Brad, Ghosty, and Brexity. Okay, bye guys. Have a good one.